Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Grace and peace be unto you from God who loves us and Jesus Christ, who always and alone is our resurrected, our risen, our reigning, and our returning Redeemer. I greet you all on this Lord's Day, this Tuesday morning, this 21st day of our 40-day journey of prayer and fasting. As we are on this committed, consecrated journey to seek the voice, the face, and the will of God, hearing the words of our Lord, who said that when you search for me with all your heart, you will find me, that when you give your all to the Lord, you will see and sense God in new and powerful ways. And I know that there are testimonies on this prayer line already this morning of those who are grateful that God has called you to reset, and that your life is changing because of Reset 2025. My prayer is that there's some things we will never go back to as the Lord continues to work in us, on us, and through us on this journey. As people are logging in this morning, I welcome you all on this Tuesday morning as we get ready to go to God in prayer on this 21st day. I want to ask you a critical question that the Lord placed on my heart. What is one of the greatest things you can do for the Lord? Pause for a minute, and I just want you to think for yourself of all the things you can do for God. What's the one of the greatest? What's one of the greatest things that you can do as a disciple of Jesus Christ? As you're putting on that list of serving and giving and being in worship and saying thanks, may I suggest that somewhere on that top list ought to be the desire to lead someone else to salvation. That one of our greatest assignments, one of the greatest things we can do, is to live our lives in such a way that someone desires to know Jesus because of you. And not only that we live as an example, but we are deliberate and intentional about sharing our faith to be a witness of Jesus Christ in the world, to not simply live out faith, but declare it boldly with others and invite people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Listen, family. So many people hear the commandment of Jesus to make disciples, and they think that's the pastor's job. We hear the commandment in Acts chapter 1 to be witnesses of the Lord, and we assume simply inviting someone to church checks that box. May I suggest to you today, on this journey, that God desires and requires some time greater. He requires something greater from you, more than simply putting it in the pastor's hand, more than simply inviting someone to church, but you being deliberate and conversation to share with people the great life of salvation in Jesus and what it can mean for them. Think about the power of witness, the power of being a witness. I have a favorite Chinese restaurant that I go to all the time. All of us got a little hood spot. You know that favorite Chinese spot. You want to know how I found mine? Because somebody told me about it. Somebody said, "Hey, if you're looking for some great shrimp egg foo young, this is the restaurant to go to." And on the strength of their witness, I went and tried it. And now I go to that restaurant every, well, not during Reset 2025. But now I go to that restaurant every time I want some shrimp egg foo young or some shrimp fried rice and some chicken wings. The power of witness. Imagine what happens when we share with people the great joy we have in being saved, of the strength that grace has given us, of how free we've been now, that the Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, has washed us from our sins. Beloved, I want you to embrace that during this deep journey. One of the things the Lord is calling you to do is not only draw close, to not only live a life that proves the love of Jesus rests within your heart, but to openly and boldly declare your faith and invite other people to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Gracious Lord and Father God, on this Tuesday morning, I want to thank you as always for brand new mercies and sufficient grace. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, we acknowledge, O God, that it is only for your mercies we are not consumed, and great is thy faithfulness, O God. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, thank you, Lord, for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, for being the God that changes not. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, for being the God who declares, if you said it, you will perform it. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that there's never been a promise you left on the table. Thank you, gracious loving Father God, that we've seen things work together for our good. Thank you, loving Father God, that we knew what was meant for evil, you somehow turned around. Thank you, loving Father God, that you prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You blessed us in the eyesight of those who tried to curse us. Thank you, oh gracious loving Father God, that we called on you and you delivered. Gracious loving Father God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you that we found out that many were the afflictions of the righteous. But you, O gracious Lord, deliver us from them all. You are faithful. And for that, Lord, Heavenly Father God, we say thank you. Gracious Lord, Father God, I thank you as always for this call to be consecrated. Thank you, Lord, Heavenly Father God, that the challenges you put before us is changing us. That in 21 days of prayer and fasting, Lord, our lives have changed and transformed. And gracious Lord, Father God, I want to thank you. And I pray that everyone on this line can identify something God is doing in you, on you, through you, and right now for which you are grateful. Gracious Lord, Father God, thank you for the call to reset, to seek you. And our desire now, Lord, Father God, on this day of worship is not simply to give you praise, but to share our praise with someone else, to declare our thanksgiving to someone else, to be a witness, oh God, to let someone know that we've been saved and we've been seen, beloved. Don't overcomplicate the commandments. So often we excuse ourselves from the Great Commission of making disciples because we tell ourselves we don't know enough. We tell ourselves that we're not perfect and we can't be a witness that I don't know enough Bible. And what if they ask me a question that I can't answer? That term, witness, is a legal term. It is not the defense attorneys. God has never called you to defend God. God has called you to be a witness of what the Lord has done. And you know what a witness does? You've seen Law and Order. You know what a witness does. Get on the stand and just tell the truth. Get on the stand and just tell what you've seen. Tell what you know. That's all God expects of us, to stand on that witness. Stand every day and find a way to share with someone what I know about God, what I've seen Jesus do in my life, how prayer made a difference for me. I can't always explain it. I don't know how it works. I don't know why God allows some of the things that God does, but this is what I do know, that I called on the name of the Lord and the Lord changed my life. Here's what I do know, that I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply staying within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Here's what I do know, that the blood of Jesus Christ has forgiven me of my sins, and I just believe that if God could save a wretch like me, that if Jesus could change my life, my brother, my sister, I believe he can change any life. Today, oh gracious loving Father God, I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit that was given to us to fulfill our commission and commandment to make more disciples, look, that we would not leave this earth without convincing someone that you ought to let Jesus into your life. Gracious loving Father God, that we will not end this journey without intentionally targeting someone to share the good news of your grace and of salvation. God, work through us today. Lift our eyesight and our understanding through our worship, that we would not end our relationship after the benediction, but that when we leave our spaces of worship, when we turn off the internet, when we walk out of the sanctuary, we feel a pull and a push to draw someone else to share our witness. Something that the world needs so much is to hear the words of Jesus. Go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Gracious, loving Father God, we accept our assignment today to bear witness and to deliberately and intentionally share our faith, that someone else may come to know you, Lord. Let us do it with our families. Let us do it with our circle of friends. Let us influence our children. Let us not be afraid to bear witness with our coworkers. Gracious, loving Father God, may we intentionally share our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, God, be with us as we go into this day. I pray over every house of God that opens its doors in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray today, O gracious, loving Father God, that Christ crucified and resurrected be preached and proclaimed. I ask, O Lord, that anyone who enters sacred spaces who does not know you and the pardoning of their sins, gracious, loving Father God, that something would happen today to make them want to give their life to you. Come now, God, and grant us this privilege as we come to say thank you. For this 21st day of reset, we give you praise. Go with us now, O God. And we ask this in the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Christ, and all the redeemed of the Lord who were seeking the Lord and resetting said, Amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us in prayer this morning. We do record the prayer so you can direct others. You can direct other people who want to share with it. Later in the day, they can call back. You can call back in. Give us about an hour or so to get it posted. Tomorrow morning, we'll be right here at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Look, we're in the second half now. We're in the third quarter. We're making our way toward the finish line. Day 21, tomorrow, day 22. We're almost there. Listen, I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Have a blessed and a beautiful day on this Lord's Day on purpose. And I'll be back in prayer with you tomorrow morning.